Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson, president of Unpacking It Ministries. Thrilled to be with you today. You're going to love our guest, Clint Gresham. He's back on the show, and he's got an awesome new book coming out. And man, the conversation that I had with him was extremely encouraging to me personally. I'll tell you a little bit more about that after the interview, just with some things that I've been going through personally. So I think that you'll be inspired and encouraged as well, just by what he's learned through winning a Super Bowl and losing a Super Bowl. Really, really cool concept to experience both of those. Really, one being a really high, and one a low, especially in the sports context. But if you're just joining us for the first time, I hope you'll check out our website, unpackingit.com, and find out all about Unpacking It. And if you're a regular listener of the podcast, I hope that you're willing to share the podcast, leave a review, maybe become one of our monthly supporters. And then also, anybody, we'd love for you to participate in some of the events that we have coming up this fall. We've got a tee-off party if you're in Charlotte that you can join us at coming up next week. Details on the website. You can also be a part of our golf tournament, our flag football tournament, or the Belk Bowl breakfast with FCA that we've got all that coming up this fall. And so details, unpackingit.com. If you're in the area, you can attend. If you're somewhere else listening and you want to support it financially or helping us with prizes and gifts at those events, that is helpful as well. And just spreading the word, maybe letting somebody know who lives in Charlotte to attend. That would be great as well. So really appreciate all the support. Also want to let you know about one of our partners. They're called Uncommon, and they are an organization that encourages men to be the husband, dad, and leader we were always meant to be. So they've got blogs, videos, and other great content. And their mantra is great. Don't be a jack. All right. So you can visit them over at uncommen.org. That's uncommen, spelled uncommen.org. Well, we've got an awesome interview. Let's jump in. He's Clint Gresham. Here we go. Our guest today is an author, international speaker, husband, a Young Life leader, TCU grad, and a Super Bowl winner. He was the long snapper for the Seattle Seahawks from 2010 to 2015. He has a new book called Becoming, Loving the Process to Wholeness. It's releasing on October 3rd, but you can pre-order it on becomingbook.com. I am thrilled to welcome Clint Gresham back on Unpacking It. Clint, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for the opportunity to come back on. It's great to connect.
All right, man. Well, we're glad to have you. And first, we kind of got to fill people in a little bit on what this last year or so has been like, knowing that, hey, you're playing for Seattle, you're the long snapper, the team is having a ton of success, and now you're in a little bit of a career limbo. So take us into what this last year has been like since being released from the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I think the insidious thing about being a sports guy as a career is that it so enmeshes our identity. Mm. And, you know, the thing about sports is that we get trained from a very early age that our identity is based on what we do. And the better we play, the more applause that we get. And that feels good. And then for a lot of guys that, or girls who make it as far as I did, and then all of a sudden they're in a season of transition because you can't play sports forever, it can be harsh for a ton of guys. And the statistics of ex-athletes is pretty staggering. Mm. And that's not surprising. And Jesus talks about that. When you build your life upon sand, I mean, eventually it is going to crumble. And yep. So as much as I could have told you, hey, my identity is not in the fact that I play football.
Yep.
It's in, you know, that I'm a son of the king. You know, I could say that, but yeah. Practically speaking, it isn't until we're confronted with that stuff that we actually have to walk it out. And so for me, the last year has kind of been just allowing myself the space to grieve and mourn the loss of the death of an identity.
Wow.
And it's been really, really healthy and really beautiful and painful at times. And the book was a huge part of that.
Mm.
And I think anybody who reads it is going to see their voice on those pages, because all of us are putting our identity in something that ultimately can be taken away from us. I mean, even people who are in the church world and pursuing God, like, I think it's inevitable that to some degree we will put our trust in the things that we can see and have control over.
Wow.
And so it's just a really good reminder that, man, like, this life can change so quickly, and we have to be diligent in our thoughts and our intentions. And so this last year for me of not playing professional football has allowed me the bandwidth to go into those areas that I was able to avoid for a really long time.
Wow. No, it's powerful. Clint Gresham, our guest right now on Unpacking It. And I want to get more into what you've learned, but I think too, just as sports fans listen, I think for you to share a little bit just about the reality of the disappointment when you got the call from your general manager at Seattle. It was something that was unexpected. And you know, as sports fans, we see the headlines, we go, oh, this guy got released. And the mentality is, all right, next guy up. We're just cheering, you know, a lot of times for the teams, and we miss out on the personal anguish that guys go through when they find out,
yeah,
you know, either my season's over or my career's over, or, you know, that kind of thing. So take us into that a little bit more.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's so much more horrifying than people even imagine.
Yeah. Gosh.
I mean, you see a guy get cut, and that isn't just a transaction. Like, yes, that is a business. And yes, you know, a professional sports team is in the market of putting the best people that they can on the field. And there is no real allegiance. But when somebody gets cut, I mean, that is for guys who have put their whole hope and their whole identity in being an athlete, you're not just losing a job, like, you're losing a piece of your soul.
Wow.
And that can be so jarring for a lot of guys, which is why substance abuse is so high. It's the reason depression and suicide and all that kind of stuff is so high, because we put our identity in something that can be taken away. And so,
yeah,
I think that for a lot of fans, we can get lost in the sensationalism and, hey, like, you know, I'm cheering for this team. And in a way, it's my own personal way to kind of get relief and not feel so surrounded by my own pain. Like, this is kind of my own place where I can go and just kind of veg out a little bit. And we can forget about the humanity of the people that are on the stage.
Yeah.
And these aren't robots. Like, these are real people who have lives and have family members. And so when you get a call like I got, where I'm in the middle of a golf lesson and our general manager says, hey, we found somebody else. And I'm sitting there like, man, I've got 2 more years on my contract.
Oh.
And all of a sudden life changes and you have to begin to walk out the things that you talk about. And man, it's tough. It's tough.
Gosh. So, man, so during this then period, and you've talked about really your growth and what you've learned through this, but how was maybe even your faith rattled a little bit? You know, you've been on our show before and you know, love Jesus and have been living that out. But like you say, then you're tested in something very, very real and difficult. So what was that specific process like?
I would say that I had to learn how to have compassion on myself.
Hmm.
I think that especially in the high performance world, you want to be excellent in everything that you do, which is why you got there in the first place.
Definitely.
But when something comes against your life that's traumatic, I mean, maybe it's a job loss, maybe you didn't get into a school you were hoping to, or maybe somebody that you loved left or passed away, that's traumatizing. Mm. And I think that especially in the church world, we feel like we have to look the part. We feel like we have to have the right response. And what that ends up doing is it doesn't create space for us to grieve and process and mourn. And man, sometimes life can get messy, and and God is not intimidated by our momentary lapses of belief.
Hmm.
It's like my faith in Jesus, I trust him, I believe in him. And when there are times in my life where something doesn't go my way and I temporarily drift in my heart and I look to the world to kind of get an ache in my heart met, like God's grace still covers us, and he isn't intimidated or with our process. Mm. And so like that's the whole theme of my book, is how to have this process-based approach versus an outcome-based approach, which makes us grittier. It makes us more resilient when we realize that those things that happen in our life that are painful are actually God's way of refining us. And when we can see it like that, all of a sudden there is a purpose to our pain. Mm. And it protects me from this victim mentality and guards my heart and helps me get to where I want to go much faster.
Oh, amen. It's powerful. It's actually very impactful to me, some of the stuff I'm going through right now. So I appreciate you sharing that. Clint Gresham, our guest right now on Unpacking It, former long snapper for the Seattle Seahawks, won a Super Bowl with them. He's got a new book coming out October 3rd. It's called Becoming, Loving the Process to Wholeness. And so you've already shared a little bit about this process-based mindset that you've been able to implement. How did you learn that? And I know that Pete Carroll played a role in your development of this as well.
Yeah, I sat 5 feet away from one of the greatest coaches of all time for years, and his message would never change. I remember we started out the 2015 season. We were 2-4, and I mean, we were looking terrible.
Yeah.
And he would come in there and he would be so fired up and so excited and constantly being like, hey, like, we're going to focus on what we can control. We can't control our past. All we can do is focus on this present moment. And he would always have us go back to those things that we have control over. And by focusing on those things, the outcomes always take care of themselves.
Mm.
And as I would listen to him speak, I would realize, like, man, so much of what he's saying it can be traced back to scripture.
Yeah.
You know, when the Bible says that God works all things out for our good, is there really such a thing as failure?
Mm.
And, you know, when I'm going through a hard time and somebody quotes that verse, like, I'm probably not in a place to receive that.
Yeah.
Like that Bible verse feels like kale to me.
Mm. Like, yeah.
It tastes awful.
Yep.
It tastes awful. But
you know,
if I'll eat it, it'll be good for me.
That's right. Yeah, that's good.
And so
yep.
if I can trust that God is refining me and growing me in ways that I otherwise wouldn't have had, I don't get blown apart when I get disappointed.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful, painful journey that God is taking all of us on, and it's one that we have to embrace and not run from.
It's awesome. Clint Gresham, our guest right now on Unpacking It. And so in speaking about just your time in Seattle and learning from Pete Carroll, you experienced and the team experienced the highest of highs and then what was really a major low in losing the Super Bowl. So you win the Super Bowl and then you lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it necessarily is the lowest of lows, but in that realm, it was devastating. So take us into a little bit of just that difference between those two experiences. And of course, people remember Seattle winning against Denver and then losing against New England.
Man, Super Bowl 49, you know, we're on the 2-yard line and I'm not even watching the game because I'm too concerned about making sure that I don't screw up on the PAT.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the crowd, and I see the entire Patriots sidelines storm the field and they come on and I realize what had just happened.
Oh.
And it literally felt like the wind got sucked out of my lungs.
Wow.
And we go out onto the field and the opposing team's confetti is raining down. And then we go into the locker room and some guys are screaming, some guys are crying, some guys are cursing, and it's just this insanely raw moment. And I remember Coach Carroll said some words to the team, and then he looked at me and he says, "Okay, Gresh, talk to us." That was my cue to pray for the team.
Wow.
Because for the previous 4 years, Coach Carroll asked me to do all the pregame and postgame prayers. And so he looks at me, he's like, "Okay, go ahead and talk to us now. Go ahead and pray and say something that's going to make this moment not be terrible." I'm like, no pressure, right?
Oh my goodness.
And what I realized was that in my heart, I wanted to say something that was going to make everybody not feel pain.
Yeah.
And what I realized was that it's actually okay. And this idea of running from our pain is actually what's destroying our world.
Man.
I mean, it's the reason that people drink. It's the reason that people look at pornography. It's the reason that people go and have affairs, because they're running from their pain. And if you can just have a new perspective about it and realize that it's only in your pain that you get grown, then all of a sudden I don't run and I don't start doing things that are going to wound my self-esteem and make me feel worse about myself, which only drives me into deeper addiction.
True.
And if I can have that kind of perspective, all of a sudden when something doesn't go my way, I can see, oh man, like I'm actually getting something from this that I otherwise wouldn't have had. Like God really is using this for my good.
Yeah.
But that perspective, I mean, we can't neglect the garden of our mind and expect that you just wake up with that kind of perspective. I mean, it takes effort and it takes a concentrated purpose with our thoughts and spending time in the Word, but it is a process. And that's what I'm helping people understand, is how to love that process.
Man, it's good stuff. Clint Gresham, our guest right now on Unpacking It. His new book is called Becoming. He's a Super Bowl winner and former long snapper for the Seattle Seahawks. And so you were put in that spot right after the game. All right, you've been our spiritual leader. We're looking to you in this moment. What was the next year like, even just with guys interacting with you and you processing the loss yourself and dealing with that pain and learning from it, growing from it, but then also the role that you had to pour into these other guys and be somebody that they looked up to? What was that like?
I would say that I didn't have a great understanding of how to deal with disappointment at the time.
Yeah.
And it was something that God really grew in me once I was out of the NFL. And my last couple of seasons, I kind of felt like I was in a little bit of survival mode where, man, I was just trying to show up and do my job well. And, you know, the nature of a long snapper is, you know, you don't notice them unless they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And so I kind of felt consumed with my own stuff, so that it was hard for me to think past myself and help other people.
Yep.
And I think that in the Christian world, we can get into this place of neglecting our own issues and our own soul for the sake of serving others. And you're never going to be able to minister or help anybody unless you're at a place of wholeness. Mm. And that doesn't mean that you never struggle. But if you are, you know, serving people because you're neglecting your own internal world, then that isn't real love. That's actually codependency. And so it took me getting removed from the NFL to allow me to get to a place of health on the inside, so that now I feel like I can go and help people because God's done a work in me, instead of feeling like I need to go help people because that's the Christian thing to do.
Man, that's a strong, strong word, and something that I myself struggle with. So you're speaking to me today. So it's very, very, very encouraging. Just that sense of wholeness, and I think that's one of the, you know, the big topics of your book too. And just this, you know, the process to wholeness. So So we talked a little bit about that process, and you've alluded to what that wholeness means. Maybe unpack that a little bit more for people to know
definitely.
What that means.
Yeah, so I define wholeness as giving up hope for a better past, relinquishing control for a perfect future, and choosing joy and courage right where your feet are.
Gosh, that's good.
And it's one of those things that I'm never going to arrive. Like, there's always going to be something about my character that makes me unhappy with myself. And so what does it look like to live in the present moment, to choose joy and courage, to choose vulnerability, to choose real intimacy, letting people see the things about me that I don't even like about myself, and actually receiving the love of God because Jesus died for me when I didn't want anything to do with him. And when I'm not perfect, he still dies for me and he still says that I'm worthy of love. And so when you can have that kind of perspective about yourself and see the gold in you that Jesus said was worth dying for, man, that is the beginning of self-esteem and the beginning of a life that is going to be not perfect, but it will be more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Gosh, that's so encouraging. Clint Gresham, our guest, his new book, Becoming, Loving the Process to Wholeness, becomingbook.com. And man, I could talk to you about this topic all day, but we'll wrap things up and can't wait to read the book. And I guess my final thought with the NFL getting going, how do you feel just as a fan watching the game, knowing you've got a bunch of buddies still in the league? What's it like now from this perspective?
When I look at it and watch games on TV, sometimes it's hard for me to believe that, oh my gosh, like, a couple of years ago, I was actually doing that. Like, it feels like a lifetime away. And I think that's how the NFL works, man. It's a runaway train and it's constantly moving forward. And so I still stay in touch with some of my buddies and I'm having a launch party up in Seattle for my book.
Oh, good.
That a bunch of the players are going to be at. So I'm excited for it, man. I'm sure the Seahawks are going to have a great year. The snapper that they have is doing a great job. And so, it's a fun season of life though.
That absolutely. Well, no, that's a cool perspective and really just appreciate you sharing your heart and what you've learned and what God has done in your life. And I know it's been encouraging to me and I'm sure everybody listening today. So Clint, wish you the best with the book and we'll definitely have to catch up again soon. So I really appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks a bunch. Talk soon.
All right. There's Clint Gresham joining us here on Unpacking It. Wow, what a powerful perspective and just loved his insight and just his willingness to share all that he's learned and been through and for him to be willing to talk about what it's like getting cut from an NFL team, what it's like losing a Super Bowl and just the way that God has really worked in his life. It was inspiring. It really was. And just for me personally, The concept of Romans 8:28 has really been at the forefront of my mind lately as I've just gone through some tough things with, I shared on the show, my wife and I had a miscarriage, which is not, a part of our own plan. You know, we wanted to be pregnant. We wanted to have a baby and that didn't work out the way we thought it should or would. And so then you deal with, oh man, you know, what's going on? What's God up to? And then also my grandma died and some other things with my family in the last month. And so all of that going on, especially at one time, and you really have to take a step back and say, okay, do I believe Romans 8:28, that God is working all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose and to really trust that he can use these things for good. Frustration, anger, disappointment. How do I lose those emotions and let go and give those to the Lord and replace them with trust, faith, and the belief that he's moving, working, and he's shaping me, growing me, changing me through those situations and through those negative emotions as I process them and let go that my faith is building through it and that the outcome or the overall goal is for all of us to become more like Jesus. And so if that means some losses, if that means some disappointments and things not going according to our plan, then that's okay. Like it, like we finally get to that point where we say, you know what? It's okay because God's moving. God's working. God is still good. God is still faithful. And my character and my faith is more important than my plans, my current comforts, and the way that I think things should go. I appreciate really just Clint speaking to me and the Lord speaking through him. And so I hope the same is for you, because this podcast is for you. But it's cool that that we can be in this together, that we can learn and grow together. So I hope that you feel that connection with our guests, with myself, and just knowing that other people are listening to this and being impacted and inspired as well. And so I hope that you're a part of that today and regularly. And so I hope you'll come back for some of our other podcasts as we continue to just be unpacking it together, that we're unpacking sports, faith, life, what God's doing in the lives of some interesting people, but also with the lives of one another. And so I'd love to hear from you as you listen to the podcast, and hopefully you've signed up for our email devotional. As you read those devotionals and as God is teaching you something, please share it with us. I'd love to hear from you. So my email, Bryce@unpackingit.com, Bryce@unpackingit.com. And so definitely reach out in that regard, and really look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next time on the Unpacking It podcast. I'm Bryce Johnson. Thanks so much.